we realised that a lot of people's lives were quite difficult, that their lives were a mess, obviously, and people often thought that God was not with them. This is what we found when we were doing our various work. You know, he works as a pastoral worker in the diocese, and I work as a priest.
This is up in Belfast.
In Belfast. We found that people, for some reason, couldn't bring God into that mess, you know, even though God was already there. But just to help people to realize God is with you in that mess, you know. And obviously, because of my previous book, which had been on the theme of suicide and losing my brother, and that had been a huge mess, obviously, and walking the Camino for me had been a way of tuning into how God was with me. And telling that story was really powerful for me, to tell people how God was with me through that, and how God brought me through that, and how God turned that whole mess around to make it into something really beautiful in my life and my family's life. So Jim had been through similar situations, and I had been on the Camino after that book I mentioned, and I had bust
my Redemption Road, which a lot of people would be familiar with.
That's right. And I went on the Camino again just 2 years ago, and I fell and I bust my knee. You know, so I was limping along this Camino and, you know, going one doctor to another, couldn't find out what was wrong, ended up having to come home, felt like a huge disaster, but something inside me was telling me, no, there's something more to this. God is working through this. So I was on crutches and was lying up at home, and I was reading Facebook, and Jim Deeds is a prolific Facebook writer. He's my co-author, and he had put up these meditations on Facebook, and I thought, if I was to put together his meditations with my photographs, which I take a lot of pictures just as an amateur photographer, but I thought there's something there about his meditations, my photos. I approached him and I said, what about it, Jim, do you think? And he was all on for it, and we got together. We used to walk, actually, when I was back on my feet again. We'd walk around Divis Mountain in Belfast, which is the mountain that encircles the city. You have this view over the city, over the mess that is Belfast often, and we're looking over and we're trying to figure out how we're going to do this. So we came up with this idea about different themes based around the mysteries of the Rosary, actually, you know, the luminous mysteries, the sorrowful mysteries, which reflects people's lives, you know, and so all the themes are about sorrow or grief, joy, happiness, suffering, violence, all these themes. So we have a meditation for each of those and a photograph for each of those. So it's a very simple idea. It's a very simple book, but
it's beautifully produced, and the, as well as the photographs and your own photographs, there's also like space in each page at the end of a reflection and a mystery for questions you can ask somebody, like just opening up at the luminous mysteries there. First of all, something to do, make your partner a cup of tea and tell them you love them. Pray for peace in the world. Go out of your way to do a favour for someone who needs it. Go shine. And then a few reflection questions. How is the light within me? What do I have to do to allow it to grow? It's helpful. It's not. It's about an engagement and a dialogue rather than just a reading and taking in.
That's right. It's designed as a really practical thing, something practical for people in difficult situations, people trying to struggle with life, people trying to find God in difficult situations, in the mess of things.
But also in the joyful situations as well, because sometimes we forget about that.
That's true as well. It has all the different aspects which are covered there. But it's trying to get people to pray with that, to engage with that, to meditate, to talk to God about these things, and to reflect on that is a big Jesuit thing. That's what the questions are about. How could I integrate this into my life? What could I do practically? How could I bring this on into the future? And how could I change things based on that?
I notice you're a trained spiritual director and you're the Jesuit delegate for spirituality. Obviously, God is in the mess. God doesn't want the mess for people. I mean, I think it's important to say that, isn't it? That it's not that, you know, we may find God and we see God was present, but there sometimes can be a mistaken idea that somehow God wills suffering or wills evil. And of course, that's never the case.
Well, that's exactly true, obviously. And our thing would be God is with us in the mess. God doesn't want the mess. God helps us to get out of that mess and to move on. So it's that transformation process that happens, that God is with us through all of this. God is helping us to move on. God is transforming this mess into something else, if we can let that happen. I think a lot of it's about acknowledging the power of God and acknowledging sometimes how little power we have sometimes. And a lot of it's about letting go control, and knowing how to pray in these difficult moments. I often compare it to, like, remember Jesus is on the cross. This is a bit of a Holy Week theme now, but Jesus says, "Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit." And also, "You know, why have you forsaken me?" Those really powerful words. So Jesus himself knows what it's like to experience that kind of darkness or that sense of God being absent, even though it's not a real thing, but it's a sense of feeling that interiorly. So Jesus knows that. Therefore, we have to experience that, or we have to know how to pray with that, using the Psalms, using other ways of moving through these difficult experiences in order to get to the light, in order to get to the resurrection, which is where Jesus wants to bring us.
I notice for myself, listening to you, that I think sometimes I can be good at finding God in the big traumas and the big messes, where you sort of feel you're so much on your knees that you've nowhere else to turn, and you just say, "Help me." And there's always an answer at some level or other. But where I think it might be difficult is, you know, the smaller messes, when you're just mean or petty or jealous. And you know, at a Christmas time when people get on your nerves, or you're all gathered round together and the family triggers the family things that they do. And it just seems just a little bit below the dignity of God to think that God really cares about me, you know, sounding off or having a go at my sister.
I think you're dead right, though. It's that thing about trying to bring that attitude of God's compassion and God's understanding into those small moments. I think a lot of that's about developing a kind of an attitude, a contemplative attitude, or a way of approaching situations and our own moods and feelings and the way things go, in order to be able to be aware of what we do, be aware of our decisions, the consequences of things, and how we can become those agents of transformation, you know, in our families. Or maybe Christmas can be quite a difficult time for families, and tensions can be high, emotions are running, and how to be good in those situations, how to be forgiving, how to understand where people are coming from, to understand people can be awkward or difficult sometimes, how to be good enough to get through these difficult situations.
And how would the book help in that way? Ignatius is good, and I know you know a lot about this, like about feelings and the role feelings play. They're not facts, but they're good sources of information.
That's right. I think, obviously, it is based on Ignatian principles, the whole book. And a lot of it's based on what we call the Ignatian examine, this review that Ignatius asks for at the end of the day, normally, is to look back on our experience. It's the whole thing about reflecting on experience gives you a different angle. Just simply taking time out to look back and evaluate what's happened, what's come up within me, how I've been feeling, and see where that is leading me, in order not to be a victim of circumstances or of feelings or of just what comes up that pulls me all around the place. So doing that regularly on a daily basis helps this transformation process to happen. And it all happens in the kind of the mess and the flow, the ebb and flow of daily life. If we can create these moments of quiet and reflection and looking back, And again, seeing things clearly, I think, is what a lot of it's about, and seeing where God is in those moments.
Yeah, it's a good point there you make about taking time out. I mean, Ignatius, it was the one prayer he said if Jesuits hadn't time to pray, he didn't want them to give up on the examen. But it can maybe only take 10 or 15 minutes. And during a busy Christmas and post-Christmas season, where we are on top of one another a lot, it is really important to take just a little time can do it. Even if you're feeling annoyed or stressed, just halt, that's a feeling, don't act on it, but take a bit of time, space away, and then to allow just God's presence. Is that what you're saying? Am I picking that up from you? And that becomes transformative.
Yeah, that's exactly how we designed the book, that people could be in a particular situation, wrestling with some particular theme, like anger, for example, you know, that happens to us all. So just to be able to remember to step back from that just for a moment, that God is in this somewhere. And if I can sit with this, and if I can trust and find my way, pray my way through this, I can come out the other side a little bit different. So just as you say, creating one little step in between what I feel and what I do, sitting back, taking some time, working through that thing, finding God in that situation, finding God in this emotion, anger, which is a very difficult emotion often, but God is there. God is in everything. God is with us always. So just reminding people of these basic kind of assumptions about life and about God, about spirituality, can be really helpful for people, especially in these kind of paradoxical things. People don't expect to find God there. People don't expect to find God in the mess, or don't expect to find God with me daily in the concrete bits and pieces of things. So that's what the book tries to do, just root people in their reality, root people in the reality of God, and give them a little, like a method or a technique, a way of praying with that, that will help to turn that around, to create the spaces, to open up a kind of a different perspective, and to allow God's light to shine into even these dark places.
This is a great book for helping people do that. It's very down to earth, very usable, very prayerful in a simple way. Finding God in the Mess, Meditations for Mindful Living by Jim Deeds and Brenda McManus. It's available from
Messenger
Publications. Price, Brendan?
It's €10, just under €10.